the daily mite. There's power in his name. Some people ask, why can't you just leave Jesus out of it? Why do you have to use that name? Why can't you just say God and speak of God's love and do it all in God's name? Well, these are God's conditions, not ours. Jesus is the one you have to approach God through. He's our intercessor, our high priest. See 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 5. Jesus is the only one who ever rose from the dead and can give you power to do the same. The Bible says, neither is there salvation in any other name. Acts chapter 4, verse 12. We're to pray in his name, heal in his name, cast out devils in his name, baptize in his name, preach his name. Without that name, there is no power. Everything we have is in Jesus' name. Whatsoever ye ask the Father in my name, Jesus said, he will give it you. John chapter 16, verse 23. Expect miracles, and in Jesus' name, you'll get them. Look how much emphasis the early disciples in the book of Acts put on the name of Jesus. That's all they preached and talked about, Jesus. And that's the name they did all those miracles in, Jesus. And that's the name they won the world in, Jesus. And that's the only name we'll win it in too. Jesus. It's Jesus that counts.